myself today. And then I'm going to answer my own questions. And I'm going to do all those things. Amen? Thank you, Bobby. Well, has everyone had a good week? Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, I've had a good week myself. Thank you, Jesus. Today is Mother's Day. And I want to say Happy Mother's Day to all you ladies that are mothers. Amen. Hallelujah. Without women, we men would fall apart. I'll give you that much credit. Thank you, Jesus. We have several birthdays today. Wednesday night, 6 o'clock Bible study. We'll try to practice music tonight too. I mean Wednesday praise and worship team if everybody's gonna be available. So just we'll wait to Wednesday and see. I do know that we need practice, but there's a lot of baseball activities and a lot of things people are doing right about now. So sometimes it's just hard to all get together. Amen. But anyway, it says Sunday, June 3rd, special service. Don't miss it. It's the music ministry of 116 with McKenzie. Is this the name of the group, 116? Okay. Let me read that again. The music ministry of 116 with Mackenzie Hughes. Special ministry by Dom Compton from Greene County. So that is June the 3rd. Oh, hallelujah. I'm glad to see kids doing stuff. Amen. Hallelujah. Yes, sir. It says Sunday, May 26th. It says we will honor all graduates of those who have been promoted. Please inform Pastor Laverne of someone who needs recognition. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. It says, from Pastor Shirley, Happy Mother's Day. In the nature of God, there is a mother's heart. There is a Greek word from, what is it, strong, which means strong, natural affection. The strong, the love that which nurtures and comforts us in tenderness and compassion. This has been present since the beginning of time, even in the creation of the world. The church has looked at the masculine qualities, and that seems to be what has been portrayed a lot over the years. But God said, let us make man in our own image according to our likeness. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. It takes both parts, the masculine and the feminine nature of God, to give us a complete image of who he is. Today God wants us to know and experience his tender gentleness, loving nature. His tender, gentle, loving nature, and see fully who he is. Amen? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. His name is El Shaddai, which means one beast, one, which is a prophetic picture of God being a place and comfort and nature. Jesus came to reveal the Father to us, and he dwelt in the bosom. In parentheses, it says, in the intimate presence. Amen. I like to be in the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You know, sometimes I get so wrapped up in what's going on in this world and what I have to do and blah, blah, blah. It's easy to step outside and get wrapped up in this world. You know, every now and again, we need to take a step back and get reeled in by the word. Amen? I mean, I have to do that myself. Anyway, y'all can finish reading this. I just thought that was interesting. Sister Shirley, I think that's an awesome, awesome publication of this. It's very nice. The birthdays, Ashley Adamson, Bradley Adamson, Sylvia Grant, Kenny Powell, Hope Cross, Connie Hensley, Tommy Bailey, and Olivia Blankenship. Brian and Bethany Harvey have an anniversary the 14th, amen. And also the 14th, if is that the 14th of June? Or this is the 14th of May? Okay, all right. Oh, that's awesome. And the birthdays as well, amen. Oh, hallelujah. You want to stand for the reading of the word? The word today is from 2 Timothy. It says, I charge you, therefore, before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who will judge the living and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom. Preach the word. Be ready in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and teaching. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. And we ought to relish the moments that we have when we get to witness to someone. Amen. All you need to do is turn the TV on and you will see that there's a lot of people out there that don't know the Lord. Anyway, it says, for the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but according to their own desires, because they have itching ears, they will heap up for themselves teachers. Amen. We really need to be careful of what we're listening to. Hallelujah. And they will turn their eyes away from the truth and be turned aside to fable. But you be watchful in all things. Endure afflictions. Do the work of the evangelist. Fulfill your ministry. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God, for today. Thank you, Jesus, that you are always with us, Heavenly Father. I just thank you for that. Heavenly Father, I thank you for this establishment that we now stand in, Heavenly Father. Thank you for the teachers that we have here in this church, Heavenly Father. I just thank you for that. Thank you for the message we're going to receive here today, Heavenly Father. And most of all, Lord, thank you for the mothers. In Jesus' name, amen. Any more announcements that need to be made or anything? I need another boss. I need just one more. I got $15. You got me? Hallelujah. I tell you what, I can't turn around without, hey, you need to do this. Hey, you need to do that. Hey, that's the truth. I'm gonna share something with y'all. I'm all ready to get started on time. On time. And then I get told, hold it, wait, you got to wait. Then I'm sitting there waiting, and then the person looked at me and said, when are we going to start? Woo, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Listen, y'all. I like to talk. And I'm going to share this. My talking has opened so many doors for me. And it's an awesome feeling when I guess it's my personality. I don't meet strangers, and therefore that gives me I guess an edge, if you will, to be able to talk to people that normally don't get talked to. There was a man standing in a line, and he had a really dingy cap on, and I just happened to look up. This was in Russell County. And I just happened to look up, and it was a veteran's cap. And anyway, he turned to leave, and I'm here, and he's on the other side of the counter. He turned to leave and walked out the door. Well, I was being waited on. I told that lady to wait a minute. And so I got to hollering at him. I said, "Hey, mister, hey, mister." And so he turned around and he looked at me and he stopped. Well, the lady at the register, she had no idea what I was getting ready to do. So everybody in there turned around and was watching me. Well, that's okay. And I walked up to him and I said, "Mister," I said, stuck my hand out. I said, "I want to thank you for serving this country." And I said, "And Jesus loves you." I'm going to tell y'all what. That old man, I guess he was in his 80s. He just started bawling right there. He told me, he said, "Thank you, young man. Thank you." I one time did that to a fella. And he did the same thing, except he told me, he said, "Normally people spit at me." Let me tell you what, guys. Don't be afraid, because I'm going to tell you what, you never know whose day you're going to make. Ain't that it? Oh, hallelujah. God is good. Oh, yeah. God is good. Hallelujah. But anyway, I'm ready to serve the Lord. Amen. I'm ready to get my praise on in here this morning. And then after, yes, sir, hold up. When I was growing up, my aunt used to play this song, "Give Me My Flowers While I Yet Live." Amen? Oh, yeah. But anyway, don't get me started on that. Sometimes Nana rubs off on me in particular areas, you know what I'm saying? And then other areas, this chasing rabbits rubs off on me from Gerald Relliford. So I'm in the middle. I don't know what I'm going to get from you. Hallelujah. I can take that. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Go ahead. Oh, hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, wonderful. Thank you, Lord.
Isn't the name of Jesus wonderful?
Isn't the name of Jesus?
salvation in the name. There is life in the name. There is no other name. In the name, salvation in the name, and there is life in the name. There is no other name but Jesus.
Isn't the name of Jesus all we need? Isn't the name Jesus all we need? He's the way, the truth, the life, the only way to God. Isn't the name of Jesus all we need?
Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God.
But when I hear you
heaven, child, lift up your head. I remembered, oh God, you're not done with me yet. I am redeemed. You set me free. So I'll shake off. His day is long dead and gone, because I've got a new name, a new life is not the same, and a hope that will carry me on. I am redeemed. You set me free. So take off these heavy chains, wipe away every stain, cause I'm not who I used to be. I am redeemed. Now all my life I've been called unworthy. I remember the night that Nana, I was sitting right there. She walked up and handed me the words to this. She said, here you go, son, I want you to learn that. And you know sometime how the devil will tell you a lie. But just to be honest, I believe that it was more guilt than anything. Because I sat and I read that and I said, well, I can't sing that. That hits too close to home. Oh, yeah, that hits too close to home. Because, see, you don't know the times that in my life I've been looked at like I didn't matter. You see what I'm saying? See, sometimes in life we have this walk where we don't know what the next man may have walked through himself. But I sat there and I read that. I said, ain't no way I'd sing that. Oh, well, yeah, I said, ain't no way I'd sing that. Because it was, person come to the altar and got saved. Hallelujah. also another man in that same particular service, he was going to step down from being, he was a deacon, and he was going to step down. He was just going to turn that over. And at the end of the service, he got up and said, you know, he said, that young man sang this song, Redeemed. And he said, you know, he said, we've all been redeemed. He said, I planned on stepping down after today. He said, but I'm not doing that. He said, I hold this position. He said, because God put me here. Ain't that a good thing? And that's an awesome thing. It's an awesome thing. We don't never know what's on somebody's mind. So sometimes we might ought to be obedient to the Lord and just let him use us in the way that we should be used. Amen. Hallelujah.
Chasing something, I got it. Now, I know it's going to get better and better, okay? So I'm pursuing the better and the better, but in the meantime, I got it. Understand?
Right.
I'm running for your heart.
running for your heart. I'm running for your heart. Since I am a soul on fire, Lord, I'm longing for your ways. I'm waiting for the day, 'cause I am a soul on fire. Since I am a soul on fire,
Lord, restore the joy I had. I have wandered, bring me back. In this darkness, lead me through, until all I see is you, yeah.
God, I'm running for your heart. I'm running for your heart. Since I am a soul on fire, Lord, I'm longing for your ways. I'm waiting for the day, 'cause I am a soul on fire. Since I am a soul on fire,
Lord, let me burn for you again.
Come on, Sarah, sing it, girl.
Let me return to you again. Let me burn for you again. Let me return to you again.
God, I'm running for your heart. I'm running for your heart. Since I am a soul on fire, Lord, I'm longing for your ways. I'm waiting for the day, 'cause I am a soul on fire. God, I'm running for your heart. I'm running for your heart. Since I am a soul on fire. Since I am a soul on fire. Yes, I am a soul on fire.
Thank you, Lord God. Yes, ma'am. Hold on just a moment.
Thank you, Jesus.
When we were singing that song, I kept hearing the word embers, embers, embers. And I saw a candle, like a birthday candle, very small birthday candle, and it was lit. And we called that fire. Then I saw a big bonfire, like a big bonfire, I mean, big one, you know, with trees and branches and things, and that was a fire. So people may say, well, you know, some people have seem like they have a lot of fire. I may not have fire, but you do. It's there. Yes. It may be embers. Do you remember how when a stove would start going out or a fireplace? Sometimes you didn't have to start it all over. All you had to do is take that poker and stir up those embers and lay some wood back on it, and it would start a fire again. It's there. There are people here today that have embers. Take the poker and stir it up and put the word of God back on it, and you will be on fire again.
Thank you, Lord.
Woo!
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you. Hallelujah.
Oh, thank you, Lord. The King of Glory. I serve the King of Glory. Amen. Woo! Come on, y'all. Here we go, kids. I'll do it one more time.
Lift up your gaze, be lifted up. Tell everyone how great the love. The love comes down from heaven's gate to kiss the earth with hope and grace. Who is this King of Glory? The Lord, strong and mighty. Who is this King of Glory? The Lord, strong and mighty. Lift up your hands, be lifted up. Let the redeemed declare the love.
bow down at heaven's gate to kiss the feet of hope and grace. Sing, who is this King of glory? The Lord, strong and mighty. Who is this King of glory? The Lord, strong and mighty.
Primarily is based on whether I can work outside or not. So from January to, might as well say April, minimal amount of work. I had some, but it really was just, it was low. And then one day I got this phone call. And I had to go do an estimate. And that started a chain reaction. I went from not having hardly anything to do to where I'm probably going to be covered up for the next year.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
And that's a God thing.
Amen.
And you know, I don't mention or shaved ice stand for the simple fact that I know that's God. And it's been awesome, just to be honest with you. I can't think of any other word to describe it, but it's awesome. The faces and the people and the smiles and the chances to witness to people, it's really great. It really is. If you don't believe me, you don't have to buy anything. Just come on out and sit. Just sit down and watch. It's fascinating. Just all the traffic. And I get to run my mouth. I get to end. I get to mix right in. I sure do. But it's a God thing. And I'm going to try to take every advantage of that and share the Lord with everybody that I can. Amen. I never thought about it like that. It's pretty cool, guys. Go ahead, Kenzie. Thank you, Jesus. Wait a minute, Kenzie. Let me think about something. No, I didn't. You keep playing, and I'll come in a minute. Go ahead. Can I get the ushers to come forth, please? It's time to take up the offering for this Sunday. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God, for the givers and the tithers. Heavenly Father, I just thank you for that, Lord God, because I know you see and I know you hear and I know you restore tenfold what you people give, Lord God. And I just thank you for that, Lord God. I thank you, Jesus, for being so merciful and so understanding, Heavenly Father. I thank you, Lord God, because your word is true and you cannot lie. I thank you for that, Heavenly Father. Now, Lord God, I just ask you to bless this offering and bless these tithes in Jesus' name. Amen. Come out of sadness from wherever you've been. Come brokenhearted, let rescue begin. Come find your mercy, oh sinner, come kneel. Earth has no sorrow that heaven can't heal. Earth has no sorrow that heaven can't heal. So lay down your burden, lay down your chain. All who are broken, lift up your pain. Oh, wanderer, come home. You're not too far. So lay down your burden, lay down your sorrow that heaven can't cure. Earth has no sorrow that heaven can't cure. So lay down your burden. Yeah. no sorrow that ever can. Excited about what you do every now and again when it comes to serving the Lord. Amen, it is. But I'm also excited to get to do what I'm about to do. Amen. For all the anniversaries, for one of my biggest couples in here, their anniversary is the 14th. How long y'all been married, Bethany? 13 years. Wow. Amen. That's awesome. And for Bradley and Ashley and wow. That's awesome. But now it's not their anniversary, it's their birthdays, right? It's this month too? Well, awesome. Amen. But anyway, I want to do this for y'all, okay? Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, God bless you. Happy birthday to you. An anniversary. Amen, y'all. Kids gonna stay in here? Oh, okay.
This special that Mackenzie's gonna sing, title of it's called Clean. And I think it's In a way, it's really an appropriate song to sing today. I know what you think. Well, it's Mother's Day. But the idea of the song, sometimes us mothers carry a lot of, sometimes we carry guilt, regret, you know, maybe decisions we should have made, we didn't, some we made, I mean, you know, all kinds of things. And this song, you know, we're continually in the process of being made clean. We were made clean when we were born again. But every day in our lives, it's a continual process of being made clean and being made put back together. Because, you know, there may be something broken in your life, and you can sense the power of God doing it. But as you go on through life, there's such a maturity that begins to take place in your spirit and in your soul and in your mind that things begin to appear that you forgot were there. And that continual repair, you know, that he continues to put things and make things right. You know, the word delivers you. You got saved. But as you hear the word and as you keep hearing the word, some of those things, as they come back to you, God says, I've healed you from that. And you think, oh, you know, I forgot about that. But see, the word, the washing of the water of the word. And, you know, you may think, man, they talk about the word of God. They talk about getting in the Bible. Because it's the word that's going to set you free. It's not my testimony. It's not my song. It's the word that you let and allow into your life that's going to set you free and going to restore you and cleanse you, you know. So this song is about just being clean.
Thank you.
was dead now lives again. My heart's beating inside my chest. Oh, I'm coming alive with joy and destiny. Washed in the blood of your sacrifice, your blood flow red made me white. My dirty rags are purified. I am clean. Washed in the blood of your sacrifice, your blood flow red.
Self-composed. Wow. Ooh. Hallelujah.
Oh, bless you, Lord.
Oh, hallelujah. Oh, sure. Oh, 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 oh. Oh, hallelujah. Ricardo was talking about, and Cole mentioned about giving people compliments while they're here, and so we have someone today that we want to show our appreciation to, and he has disappeared. But he'll be back here in a minute. But let's just worship the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Let's just worship the Lord, the presence of the Lord.
Bless you, Lord. Bless you, Lord.
It's awesome
Lord.
Here. Amen.
Thank
you,
Father.
Jesus. Oh, thank you for the blood. Thank you for the blood that has cleansed us. That has cleansed us and made us worthy. We stand before you redeemed. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, yes.
I know I'm going back a long way, but there's such a spirit of worship here today. And I feel like, you know, when you start talking about being clean, you just feel like you got a good shower, a good bath in the Word of God, in the Spirit of God as He's moving in our lives. And this old song that we started putting the chords together, Kenzie and I. This is holy ground. Remember that one, church? Come on. We're standing on holy ground, for the Lord is here. You hold. It wasn't your behavior that saved you. And it's not your behavior that keeps you holy, that keeps you out of my presence. So you're worthy today. I don't care what happened to you yesterday or where you were, because of the blood of Jesus that you've applied to your life, to just lift your hands.
Be seated for a minute.
you, Jesus. That we just want to show our appreciation to someone today that has been part of the church for a long time. That's Brother Bobby and Vivian. They were part of Children's Church for a long, long time. Very faithful. And so we just received a love offering for you all. And if you didn't have a chance to give, you're welcome to today. Just go ahead and give it to Brother Bobby. If you want to write him a $1 million check, just write it out to them. Amen. Amen. Just make it out to them. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. I just pray that over all of you all today. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. So come on up here, Brother Bobby, and we just want to give this to you. And Brother Bobby's coming. I just want to recognize some of the other guys in the church. Jerry, Lynn, Tommy, and Jimmy, and Ricardo that have come out and did work from time to time as we have asked them to. And Bobby just completed a big project back in one of the bathrooms, and he had to knock out the whole wall, people, and put a whole wall in. Who? Jack. Oh, yes, Jack. Yeah, Jack was Bobby's sidekick, and so we want to recognize him too. And so we just pray God's blessings over you and Vivian, and his favor overtakes you, and you're just blessed beyond blessed. Amen. So we just want to bless you all with this today, and thank you, Jack, for coming alongside Bobby and helping when it's needed. But we love you all, and appreciate you. Amen. Hallelujah. Pastor has got a word for us today.
Lady.
Oh, well, yeah. Y'all are blessed. Amen. Come on up here, mothers. come on up here, mothers. I'm still out there.
While the mothers are coming up here, I want to thank the praise and worship team and Mackenzie. I want to thank all of y'all for doing the song list that I gave you this morning. They're singing, and I'm thinking about what I'm going to be sharing on later. And I'm thinking, man, I didn't know that I gave them a song list. But evidently, somebody gave them a song list. Might have been the Holy Ghost, you reckon? Thank you. I was going to do that when I got around to it. Hallelujah. Well, we have a good representative of mothers here this morning. Hallelujah. Let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19. And we'd add 20 if one more to come. But we appreciate you, mothers. And you know, Mother's Day, even though it's on this particular Sunday of each year, Mother's Day was not a church holiday. It never began as a church holiday. It began just because somebody had the idea that if you recognize mothers, people would buy cards. And they'd make money. Now, I'm serious. Now, there's a thing behind it, and we recognize mothers. And we recognize you today because without mothers, we wouldn't be here. And you know, and there are segments or elements of our society that's trying to get to the point where you don't even have to have that. They just clone you from something. But there's nothing that God made more precious than mothers. And you know, God knows what it is to be a mother. And I really appreciate too what Sister Shirley wrote in the bulletin today about mothers. And we're going to pray over you in a minute, but right now we've got some special things. I'm going to ask Ricardo to come by. And each one of you, I reckon it's what's in each one of you, get one out of the. There are gifts to you. Oh. Hallelujah. You know, I read an article. I read an article in a magazine that I got yesterday, and it was about somebody that writes for the USA Today newspaper. Had written an article for this particular magazine, and it had to do with mothers and sons, and he's in his 50s now, but he said he had a strained relationship with his mother all of his life, up until they found out when she was about 80 years old that she had lung cancer, and she only had a few months or years to live. And he said, you know, something about that changed my whole attitude toward my mother. And he talked about how the last couple of years of her life he spent, they lived a long distance. I think he lived up in New York somewhere, and she lived down in North Carolina. And all of her birthdays and Christmases and Thanksgiving and everything, he made it a point to go down there. And in doing that, it healed a lot of the things that had been bothering him because of the way she had, or the way he thought she had treated him. And he really didn't know for sure that she loved him until the last days. Don't wait and do that. If there's a problem with anything of that nature, deal with it. Deal with it. And thank all of you mothers, and that's our little gift to you. Now we have a custom here. It's a tradition of men that we honor at random three mothers. And I picked the numbers before church service this morning. And these three numbers that I call will get one of these gifts. Wherever the other one is. Oh, okay, yeah, I see it. I thought there was one thing there. So there are three right here. So we're going to... And here are the numbers. First one is number 4. 1, 2, 3... 4. Yes. Five, six, seven, eight. 9. Miss Nola. Have you won before?
Well, good.
Okay. 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. Ashley. Huh? Mm-hmm. Yeah, have to be a mighty special new car if I turned down $1 million and took it. Join hands. That's just to say that mothers support mothers. Mothers supporting mothers, that's another group that we'll start. Mothers supporting mothers, you know, all the groups that are started, you know, this group doing that for this group. Well, you're mothers supporting mothers. And Heavenly Father, thank you for mothers. And I thank you, Lord God, for moving in each one of these mothers' lives with their children, with their parents if they still have them, with their spouses if they still have spouses. But most of all, Lord God, thank you for being our Heavenly Father and our loving Mother Nature. We're the one, Lord God, that makes categories and specifies things. You created things to give you glory and to give you honor. And now, Lord God, we pray that that will be the case in our lives. Thank you for the mothers that raised their children to honor and love and to respect and serve God. And we thank you, Lord God, that you were willing to give your son for all of us. And as we bless these mothers, Lord God, now, we thank you for each one of them. Your blessings are upon them. In Jesus' name. Amen. You need a microphone.